thing for a change, and I said so. Boil away.
Song about cum.
Hold on. It's. It gets so. The song is so good. For like a 90s. I don't even know what
never
year.
Heard it.
You've never heard this? You were the one that brought this up.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, bro, right here.
Just wanted to be myself.
The album is called Razorblade Suitcase.
Ooh.
Hey, cool. You said you would.
Ooh, I just used a suitcase.
Hey, you said you would love to die some. In the middle of the world on a fish hook. You're the wave, you're the wave, you're the wave. Swallowed.
So what I liked about Bush a lot back in the day is they were they were one of the first ones. Them and like Rage Against the Machine, I feel like, did this like before it was about to get really heavy. They'd turn the amplifier up, and then there'd be like a little bit of a like, whoa, like if you don't use me right away, I'm gonna screech and howl. And then
so every time they weren't strumming, there was like,
and then it would get hit. And I mean, I like Bush. I got to be honest with you.
I never listened to
a Boone. Landing Strip. Oh,
I never heard that song.
Oh, okay. I was saying that I like Bush.
Bush.
I like Bush. At a certain point, it just stops growing.
Yeah, I never really listened to Bush, but but that song randomly will get stuck in my head. It's like one of the 10 songs that I've never actually heard or listened to. Obviously, at some point, I did.
Well, you.
I think maybe it was on one of those late night alternative CD collections.
Ah.
And it only shows you a snippet of the song. So, like, the swallow. Like, I'll be going to grab some, like, filling up my water bottle. That'll just be hitting me.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's a little sneak peek into my life.
Every time I get a blowjob, I think of Bush.
First time that a girl didn't spit it out, I was like,
wait, are you a magician? Where did it go? What did you do with my cum? Is that... We're not going to get that graphic right away.
I think one thing we've learned through years of doing this is you can't get too cummy too early.
Ah. Wait for the cum.
When we write the book on podcasting, which is in the works, there'll be a whole chapter about getting too cummy too early.
It's like that bitch that was writing the white bitch in the 90s that was writing the book on hip hop dancing. Remember? She's like, one and pop, mm-hmm. and two and pop. It's like, this right here, this is hip hop. You know the video.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna write a very like 90s version of like, how do you podcast?
Because I'm almost done with my travel book.
Try not to talk about cum.
My travel book that's just purely about your experiences through diarrhea.
Mm. Did you have a new chapter to add after Buffalo Wild Wings?
So it wasn't. It was part in the chapter, but I have other things to say about it. I'm not going to say it yet.
Oh, okay.
That was a teaser for you.
Ah.
For later, right before we read the email.
I don't know if we got an email.
We haven't checked. Have you checked?
Yeah. I just checked. Did you just send me one?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I told you I wouldn't send us an email anymore.
Ever again.
Because that just wasn't cool. at all.
Welcome back to Indiana, Jared. You are tan. You are handsome. You are
sunburnt.
Yeah, you have color. I mean, that's better than anything.
Do you get tan, or just do you stay red?
I get darker, but I don't. I'm not
like
tan.
A dark red.
Yeah,
you maroon.
I maroon up, and then in the wintertime I go full white.
Summertime, time to maroon up and balloon up.
It's actually easier for me in the summertime when I'm, being an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
When my nose is bright red in the wintertime, people are like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Oh," but in the summertime, I'm just like, I work outside.
Yeah, that does, because I noticed there were some nights where I was drinking liquor, and I was like, ooh, am I getting blotchy? You can't tell because I'm sunburned as hell.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
But blotchy is not just a look, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
And so you knew you were blotchy.
Because you turn red on the inside. You can feel it.
Oh, yeah. It gets...
probably pretty dangerous, honestly, to have a severe sunburn. Yeah. And then just,
I love it when I get so drunk that my throat starts to swell up a little bit.
I'm about to go on a vision quest. I'm a heron. I'm a great blue heron.
Your absence was very much noticed over the weekend. We missed you here in Indiana.
Thanks for saying that.
But I bet I was glad to be gone, or you were glad to be gone. Do you need to say anything about...
I was very glad to be gone. Very glad to be back. You need to hit the reset button.
Ah.
And I wasn't going to do mushrooms, so I had to leave the state.
The old reset. Why weren't you going to do mushrooms?
I don't know.
Were you a cop?
No. Because no.
You'd have to tell me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Only one thing I'll mention about it is I went to a place called Rosemary Beach. So, like, around that area is where The Truman Show was filmed. That movie?
Yeah.
And it was truly probably one of the more bizarre places I've ever been. Because everyone there is, like, so incredibly rich. And it's like, another level. It's, like, an hour away from Destin. But and it looks like another country, sort of, like the architecture. And we went to this little, like, diner restaurant thing. And this server we had, this lady we had, it was one of the most...
Was it the one you made a reservation for?
No.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
But I've been working and going to restaurants since I was 15, probably before that, but working in them. And this was by far the most... bizarre experience.
Oh, shit.
This lady was either... She was older. She was probably, like, in her late 50s, early 60s. And her skin looked like leather. So she was either shit-faced drunk, trying to serve people, or she was...
Or she works outside.
Or she works outside. I couldn't tell, man. I was like, what's happening? Do you know when, like, you look at a homeless, a wasted drug, like, maybe an addict homeless person, or, like, they're an alcoholic, and they make those weird, like, faces?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't just stand normally. She was kind of doing that. But, like, but when you put this on the backdrop of, like, the richest, one of the richest places I've ever been, it was incredibly bizarre. Because the really, really rich people don't even notice. They pay no mind to, like, the people that come and, like, take their order and stuff. They just, like, yeah, we'll have this. Yeah, okay. Like, it. And so just watching that interaction, and she was our server, incredibly rude. And it was, I guess I'm not explaining it well, but it was incredible. It was to the point where it was hilarious.
So... Yeah,
just like
really rude. Wealthy neighborhood being rude at a restaurant?
No, like she was rude. So it's almost like she had disdain for people there, obviously, but I think she
Why wouldn't
she was on yeah, but part of you're a server.
Yeah.
But then also you're in that location, so the people don't even pay attention to you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I get it. She stuck out of all the people you met on this trip.
She stuck out.
She stuck out because she was a bag of leather.
Just a bag, just a wasted bag of leather, like just doing her job to the, like, so terribly.
Will never retire. She's going to die before she retires.
She kind of looked dead. She looked like a mummified person. I wish I could explain that better, but I just can't.
Because I saw
not that I can't, I guess I just don't want to. Mm. And why would you do that?
You know, I get it. Sometimes I start a story. I'm not going to do this.
We'll take this table right here. And they're like, okay. And this girl goes and half-ass wipes it off. And there's still a high chair there. And there's silverware just on the ground. And they're like, you can sit there. And it was just so crazy. But it's like they have this location. And like also like super rich people don't notice that shit because they don't care to.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
move on.
I recently saw a video of a little boy. He gave this homeless looking man his last dollar. He's like, "Hey, it looks like you need this more than me." But that homeless man wasn't a homeless man at all. It was a millionaire, just rough. Probably
was he doing like a Willy Wonka thing?
Oh.
It was like, you get the $1 million because you were so
thoughtful. Oh, yeah, because he gave back the everlasting gobstopper.
He's like, I'm not really
Charlie.
I'm actually Jesus.
Yeah, but then he got to buy whatever he wanted in the store that he gave him the dollar in. So it was kind of like he had like a minute to grab whatever the fuck he wanted.
And where did you see this at?
Fucking dude.
Bro,
fucking,
this sounds like some bullshit.
Trust me. Okay.
This sounds like some Mr. Beast bullshit.
I'm not trying to be this guy, but you should be able to tell where I saw that on. Mm-hmm. Because it's not X.
I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, because you know what I see on X?
Are we going X?
I feel like our algorithms are similar.
Pretty similar.
And I don't know if that's a great thing, but that's what's going on. So it was Instagram.
You got a spider web coming onto your mic from your.
Oh, shit.
It's right there. Go up. Go. Has it been this long? Have we not podcasted in this long that this place has turned it into a haunted mansion, bro?
No, dude.
That would have been great for October.
Yeah, we just.
We also, another place about that place, another thing. Is you've seen the Truman Show, right? How everyone's like, hi. Like, it's like Stepford Wives shit. That's what it seemed like. It seemed like when the sun went down, everyone just like froze. You ever been in a super like incredibly wealthy place like that? Where it's just like the people behind us were incredibly loud while they were sitting there. They were talking about golf, obviously, but also they were talking about
like, obviously,
because the Kentucky Derby was happening.
Oh, yep.
So they were talking about how their family was going to bet and how everyone got to bet. And have you been to a place like this?
Yeah. Here in Valparaiso, they exist. I want you to know.
Not like this. I'm telling you, not like this.
Oh, I'm sure not like this, but they exist.
Rosemary Beach. Look it up, dude. It's nuts.
I noticed
a lot of bachelorette parties as well.
You're wearing the sunglasses that I gave you.
I rocked them the whole time.
And I love them on your face.
I kept getting a lot of looks. They're like, is this dude like famous or something?
Because they look like, yeah. And I
was getting a lot of looks, and this is the only thing I could deduce was it was these glasses.
So I wanted to wear those sunglasses on my face. That's why I purchased them. Mm-hmm. And then upon trying, have we done this already?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Upon trying them on upon my face, I began looking for new owners. I was like, this isn't mine.
I need somebody with this who has the smallest head I know that's an adult.
Craig Van Dyke. But then you were second.
You think he's got a smaller head than me?
I don't know, man.
Damn.
You'd be surprised.
That'd be cool if he did.
speaking of new things given to you, what do you think about my new Miletus hat?
I'm loving it. I've been peeping it the whole time.
Do you like the six-panel look to it?
Bro, it's like some spring training shit you got going on.
Miletus hot sauce, thank you for the hat and the check.
You think they're paying us in hats?
Yeah. And the check.
Made out to me.
Us-ish.
It just says us on it.
It just says, yeah.
But also, the thing about you asking if we had talked about that, we might have, but I did not post our last episode. Because I...
Oh, see, this is making a lot of sense. Because I...
And I'm sorry about that. And Jeff, that's kind of a little bit on him as well.
How bad does it make me of a partner to... I don't even check to see, like, that you're following through with your end of the bargain.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even care.
Honestly, I was waiting for a text any day.
I got three, like, what's up? And I was just like, oh, no, we had to skip Monday because this, and we're going to do it on Tuesday because it is Tuesday right now.
We normally do it on Monday. Shout out to our three listeners. But, yeah, because I don't know if you noticed, but I was a little out of sorts that day, and I had gone to a brewery.
Mm.
And
one of,
so I might release it, I might not, or I might save it for our unreleasable release.
Okay,
a lot of things going on.
Unreleasable releases is going to be fine. I'm sorry to do this. I'm not trying to, like, switch the topic, but it's a time thing.
Yeah, let's
you,
go.
You, I want to call this little bit that we're about to do here.
Is this my pen?
Yeah, dude. And that, yeah. And I thought you were trying to leave that for me, and I was like, not a chance in hell.
I forgot to give you a card as well.
Oh,
not trying to mess up your time either. Go ahead.
But
please continue.
But I think I'm going to call this next thing that's about to happen is on-air negotiations.
Ooh.
So I have to make a phone call right now, and you're going to watch me negotiate.
I like this.
And I think I'm going to explain in real time.
Is kind of exciting.
You'll probably get the gist of it.
Can we hit some buttons?
Oh, yeah, but... I mean, not to the point. Okay, not to
buttons.
The point
I won't
where
hit any buttons.
Not to the point where it scares off this person. Oh shit!
Hello.
Ooh, Sam Fox.
How we doing?
Hey, I just want to let you know you are on air live. A weird time recorded, so don't say the word that you. are prone to saying.
Sam, I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad it's you. That's all.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
I'm good, buddy.
I feel safer having you here.
I know.
We're calling this segment On-Air Negotiations.
Okay, good.
So are you willing to participate in a negotiation?
I am.
Okay. So you and I have something very, very much in common. And it's that we are both going to see Say Anything on May 17th.
Okay.
The next thing that we have in common is, you have two tickets, one for your beautiful wife and I have, and I have two tickets, one for my beautiful wife and I,
yeah.
So my wife has just hit me with the, if Sam's wife, I don't want to use her name
sure.
on air, yeah, because this is...
It would be unfair. Did you know this was going to happen, by the way, Sam?
No.
Oh, yeah, wow. this is negotiation. You
Sorry.
Can't just, like, butter up and... You
True.
You can't goose suit a negotiation.
I was trying to see how legit
no,
this was.
I'm just always ready, you know?
So my wife left it up to me. Or left it up and was like, if Sam's wife doesn't want to go, then maybe you and Sam can find just like two people that want to go to the show. and do that. Now the negotiation is, what do we do?
This is crazy. I had this, maybe my wife told me about this earlier too. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm going to talk to Matt and just try to see if we can find two other guys. I would literally have this conversation with myself earlier today.
So, I was having that conversation with my own head earlier today too. And that's why I'm doing negotiations on
air. Negotiations.
Well, I think, an obvious one is Jared available and interested?
So, that's part of this, but he's been taking a lot of time off. I hope next Friday.
Ooh.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it. Is that part of the negotiate? Am I part of the
You were
roped in.
Yeah, you were going to be a pretty hard part of that negotiation.
I don't think I can do it.
But next, Sam, is it going to break your wife's heart if you're like, no, like maybe Matt and I will just go to the show with like two of our friends, and then we take two women?
Ooh.
It's like we share a brain sometimes.
Time to call. So are we calling them now?
So another
surprise, they're on the line.
Another part of this is I'm going to tell the event that we're going to, and then if there's anybody that listens to this after it being posted, I would probably take them as my guest.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to have two extra tickets.
We're doing like a giveaway now.
Yes, so we have, but you have to go with us, is the thing. And so we're going to see Say Anything at the Aragon Ballroom on May 17th. It's a Friday. And what they're doing is they are playing Is a Real Boy, their album that was released 20 years ago. So what was that, 2004?
Damn.
Yeah,
and
wow.
They're playing it cover to cover because it's like what is it called? Anniversary. I said that. Yeah, right. I said that word already.
That'll be badass.
So if there's anybody that's listening to this that wants to go, hit us up on Instagram. And I have one for certain. Sam, you don't have to give yours away via.
Well, for sure. But my wife does not want to go at all.
So, okay. So I say that we find somebody that's, we find a couple people that are
willing participants.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Damn. So I'm all in for sure. Let me know if you, catch any feedback
from the podcast.
Well, yeah. If like anybody's like, hey, like I want to go, like then, you know, we have those tickets available.
That's extremely doubtful. You know this, right?
I was just saying that to be nice.
All right.
That being said, let's start trying to get some two dudes to go, or you know, two okay. Non-dudes.
It's gonna be easy for me because I'm gonna look my beautiful wife in the eye and say, Sam's wife does not want to go, and
yeah.
And so she's going to be like, fine, find somebody else then, fucker.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny when you look at her and go like, it's time for an on-air negotiation. And she's like, what? She's like,
call her right after that.
I've asked this person to go. And she's like, absolutely not.
You know what? I am going to call her right after this. That's a fantastic idea.
On-air negotiation. You just keep hitting people. They're like, wait, you have to stop calling people.
I'm gonna call my wife Brittany after this.
Nice.
Okay. So we've made up our minds. This seems like it's gonna be kind of fun.
Two free tickets.
We got a solid plan.
You could either DM a Weird Time Recorded on Instagram or send an email to aweirdtimerecorded@gmail.com. Or if you know Sam Fox's phone number, just call him.
Just hit him up.
Yeah, 219-555-5555.
Just hit him up.
All right, I'm gonna call Brittany.
Thanks, all right, Sam. Good luck. Thanks for calling me. I'm happy to be a part of the negotiations.
Yeah, so you're the first part of on-air negotiations.
Thanks. I'm honored.
All right.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
You guys have a great rest of your night. Good luck on the rest of the show.
Thanks, bye, dude. We love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, I am going to call my wife.
On air negotiation.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
That's not bad, right?
I didn't know it was going to turn into a damn giveaway. That was crazy.
Well, let's talk to my wife.
Let her know that she's on.
Yeah. I tell you about the last time.
Hello?
Babe?
Yeah?
Hi, you are on air with a weird time recorded right now. I'm right outside the garage. Are you in the kitchen? You could probably see us.
No, I'm in the living room.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
We have some news for you. When it comes to Say Anything on May 17th, you are out.
Yes. Yes. Who's in?
So we're actually doing a little giveaway on a weird time recorded, which is why I'm calling you right now.
Because we
just got off the phone with Sam Fox, and I let him know that it was in basically his wife's court. We're not using her name.
Okay.
His wife's court.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said, if she goes, I'll go.
Yeah.
And so we just got off the phone with Sam and it was like, I told him that and he said, oh, well, my wife definitely doesn't want to go. So we can do a twofer. So we're like doing like a little weird time recorded giveaway. We got a right giveaway. Now.
Well, that's really exciting. I'm excited for the two people who could potentially win the giveaway.
Yeah. Do you remember the band's name? Oh, I just said it.
You just said, yeah, you said Brand New. I thought
no,
it was
not Brand New.
That's what I keep thinking it is. What is it? What is it?
See, we're glad you're not going.
Say Anything. Say anything.
I've never listened to anything by them as well.
Oh, okay. Can we
it's
play
just not
same?
Really my genre.
Yeah.
It's not mine either.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Half of this podcast has been on me on a telephone negotiating. It's like I'm still at work, you know? So,
well, that's great.
So I have to get off now and Jared and I have to talk about what just happened.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm going to make some brownies.
Ooh.
In celebration.
Perfect. I love you, babe.
All right, I love you too. I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye, Jared.
Bye. On air.
Okay. So, it seemed, like that was a perfect situation. That was a perfect, did I just have a perfect negotiation?
I think you did.
I think
it wasn't so much a negotiation as it was.
Well, the negotiation was mostly like, hey, Sam, my wife said that if your wife doesn't go, she's not going. So just convince you that your wife that already doesn't want to go, that she doesn't have to go, and then mine won't go either, and then we can have two people that we care about going go, or if somebody DMs us, I don't know.
It might have been more of a negotiation. I'm not trying to poo-poo your idea because it was great, but if his wife did want to go. Because
right.
Then you would have had to negotiate some sort of back and forth and do a little finagling. There wasn't a lot of finagling. It went a little too clean, which is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, those are the best negotiations. You're making it seem like this is a bad thing.
I don't think I'm not making it seem like it's a bad thing. There just wasn't a lot of negotiating. It was a little too clean.
It was a little too clean.
Nothing wrong with that, though. Nothing wrong with a clean negotiation.
You know, maybe I didn't think it all the way through.
You know, now what I want to do is call back some of these solicitors that have allied against me, and they are... Remember when I said I was starting to engage with them and fuck with them? So, turns out, just exactly like you said, that was not the right thing to do. because they've launched a full onslaught war against me. And at one point, they had called me over 10 times a day. And one of them, at one point during the day, he goes, I couldn't really tell what he was saying. I'm not going to do the voice, even though he was rude to me, but I could do the voice.
Do the voice.
He goes, he asked me about the medical plan I was under, and I said, no, I don't have a medical plan. And he said, you don't have a medical plan. He goes, what kind of man are you?
Are you kidding?
He goes, you're no man. He goes, I can't believe
it. Okay, you're joking.
I'm not joking.
You're not kidding that he said, what kind of a man are you?
Yes, he goes, what kind of a man are you? You have no plan? You've got nothing? You're no man. That's just sad, man. And he hung up on me. But I think they knew that I think my numbers starred because they're crushing me with the amount of calls I receive. And they're from Louisiana, from like the area code where my phone's from. And it's just, it's insane. So jeez. I think they're upset. So I think I kind of antagonized them a little bit too much. So I'm not going to answer those calls anymore.
or you're just going to question your manhood, I guess. I don't know.
Man, I guess I'm not a man.
I guess I'm not the man I thought I was.
But the thing is...
What did it sound like, though? Did it sound like...
What did what sound like?
Accent-wise.
Oh, you're not the man? I don't think I'm doing it well.
It doesn't matter.
What it sounded like.
What would you say that is?
I would say that's an Indian accent.
Indian, yeah. I was making sure you were going... I didn't want to be that guy. Are you kidding? I wouldn't call Indians that, per se, but...
That's not what I said. Jeff's testing his button.
You want to know what I have access to, Jared?
Unlimited ice cream?
It looks like that. it looks like that would be the answer, but that's the...
I'm very sorry. I got when I put say anything down here, I meant the band's name, but I thought it meant say anything.
You could just say...
So I need to asterisk and put band's name right here.
Not yeah.
Just say anything.
So... I'm going to say too much, and I don't want...
Sun's going down. We're having a great day here. Baseball's on the
television. I'm going to say too much here, and I'm going to get in trouble, but I don't really care. As long as some people could just keep their fucking mouth shut, you know who you are after you hear this story. Was that a crow?
Perhaps.
Jesus Christ, should I get my BB gun?
Crows, the largest brain of any bird other than the parrot.
Perfect. Should be easier to shoot out than...
Headshot.
So, I recently have to input things into an iPod. An iPod. Oh, fuck. See, that's where I'm at. An iPad and for my job, like safety requirements and just shit like that. And it's connected to my boss's work phone. And I can, if I want to, and I don't go very, very deep at all, but if I want to, I can see a few things. I could see text messages. And I don't know how to put this, but like, do you know how everybody makes fun of everybody? Like, regardless, like mm-hmm. I make fun of my wife to you. Right. I wouldn't do it to her, but I could do it to you.
Yep.
So you know how I talk about her. Like, other friends, we talk about them to each other.
Right.
And you're always kind of wondering, what does everybody have to say about me? Because you know it's not perfect. Like,
what do people say when I'm not around about me?
Which yeah. is,
it's honestly, it's like the most honest feedback you could ever get. It's unfiltered feedback.
Oh, and you know what? It's a little bit kind of like a Hawthorne effect. Oh, No, never mind. It's the opposite of a Hawthorne effect.
It's a Hawthorne effect.
Where they don't think they're being observed, so they you get to like see what they what they're saying in their natural. It's like candid, you know. It's
yeah, very, or like you come walking around a corner, but maybe the corner's not the right word, but like they thought you were somewhere else, and you're like walking down a hallway, and you can hear them like talking about you.
It's kind of like
so you have two decisions. You have to make a decision to go like,
or you
like
know
be
what?
Like, hey, I'm still here, or like scuffle. So you, do you want to know what's being said?
I fucked up. So I want the Hawthorne effect is that people act different differently when they know they're being observed. So it's the opposite of that.
And then we have two tickets to Hawthorne Heights. I'm just kidding. So you had one.
The weekend actually, after.
I've been in one of those situations where I heard people talking, and I was like, I prefer not to know, and like made some scuffling of the feet to just be like, hey, I'm still here.
So
I can hear the shit you're talking about me.
So I found out what the thing about me is that this particular person makes fun of.
Oh, shit.
Are you interested?
I'm very interested.
The... Can I make you guess? Can I make you guess what it is?
So this is a person of a superior over you.
Yes.
And yeah. He says, is it in like a mocking tone?
What tone is it?
Like,
yeah,
is,
no,
is it being like, hey, I'm mad?
It's mocking for it, certain. For certain.
But it's through text. Mm-hmm. So it's
So I was going to say guess because I want you to, I want to know what you
what
had.
Mine
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Because it was a thing.
Oh, you tried to entrap
me. So the thing that is said about me is that like, oh, I'm just so cool. Like Matt's just so cool. Mm. And then like a picture will be sent, and it's just like, oh, pretty. That's pretty cool. And it's like, but is it as cool as Matt?
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh shit. And honestly.
Not that bad.
Not that bad. Because
it shows their insecurities more than it shows, like, you know how it could be something that maybe you thought where you're just like, oh, dude, I do, dude. Like, say if you were just like,
if it was like, Matt's a, and I'd be like, oh, my God, geez.
Why, hey, I'm Matt. I'm looking at guys' asses. I'm a.
Oh.
But that is really. I would, if I was you, I would prefer that because if it was something that was completely accurate where you're like, damn, do I do that? Oh, I do. Like maybe you don't feel like you're right, like good enough to be in the position you're in. And then, or so you overcompensate, or maybe it's something weird like that.
Yeah.
So it would be like, oh, like they would almost like, you'd be like, was I letting that out? People were noticing, but it's really kind of showing their insecurity.
So the crazy thing is I think that I used to be cool. I really do. I think that I used to be kind of a cool person.
I would say so.
But here, as I lay at the age of 36 years old, I don't think I'm cool at all.
Not so much.
I don't. There's like.
Not so much cool.
Yeah, there's like coworkers that are getting pussy and shit, and they're like. They're like they're kissing and telling, you know. And it's like they're the cool ones, right? The people want to hear their stories. It's like a smut blog,
right? But you have a. I think I'm not trying to make fun of your brothers, but you've got a little. You have a little bit more sense of somewhat of style, even if it is a construction worker type style.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be weird.
But so I guess what I'm saying is I'm sure there have been people that have said a lot worse about me.
Wasn't bad, dude.
That was pretty good.
I feel like I could do worse right now. No,
That's why I asked you if you.
It definitely wouldn't be I'm so cool. No.
I don't know.
Oh, I wonder if Matt's going to talk about today's work on his podcast, Mr. Cool Guy.
Oh, no. Is that me?
No, I would imagine they would say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I did, because, like,
you did.
Mm-hmm.
So they were right.
I have been crushing it at work lately. So
can you give me mine? Mine's. Do you have a lot? You have a lot of ammunition here.
I honestly.
So that, I mean, that's basically what it would be like roasting someone, but like a lesser level of that, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Or is that like something you?
It's like something that you say to.
Other
your
people.
Not other people as much as like your significant other. Mm-hmm. Your significant other is the biggest person.
That is true.
That's the person that you share the most with.
But sometimes I feel like I try to like spin some shit just so I can like make her feel better. Does that make sense? So it's not even necessarily true.
No, that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Jared, for the love of God.
That's do what you that. Have to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yours is like, he had to be here for a little later. He was saying, I'm not going to get into it, but he was saying some pretty crazy stuff, and I was worried. So we had to sit there and have about 18 beers.
That's mine?
That's yours for me.
Oh.
To say to your significant other.
Oh, that's what you, like I'm, like I was upset or something and you had to console.
No,
so you did it for your benefit. You made me look like the ass.
No, I'm the ass. That's what I'm saying you would say. You would walk in and be like, sorry, babe. He was just having one of those times. He needed to hang out and like.
I got to be honest with you. I've probably used that, but I don't want you to think that I was like, dude wouldn't shut the fuck up.
No, I think you would use it more in like, I'm trying to help him and I think he'll get there. He's just not quite there yet.
Yeah. If I could just have two more beers in the garage.
If we could just go back and polish off another case. I think he'll get right.
I think I can fix him.
I think he'll get right.
I can fix him.
You know, he just needs somebody to listen. And we're galloping and listening. That's all we're doing out there. Ooh.
No.
On air?
I can't do this one. Okay. I could.
On air negotiation.
Mr. Wozniak.
What are you doing, buddy?
Hey, so you are live on a Weird Time Recorded right now. You are the third phone call I've received.
Hell yeah, dude.
Are you calling? If you're not calling to negotiate anything, I have to hang up right now.
Oh, I'll negotiate anything you fucking want, dude. Let's go, dude.
Can I call you back in like a half hour?
Hell yeah.
All right, love you, buddy.
All right, later.
Say I love you too. He didn't say I love you.
You just had an on air negotiation. You let go.
A non negotiation. I think he mistook the words negotiation for argument. I do
believe. He goes, let's fucking do
it. Yeah, for real. What do you want to fucking argue? What just transpired was a bathroom emergency, and it looks as though that Jared might have an emergency. We might have to end this podcast a little short today.
I gotta head home. Not having a bidet in a squatty potty's tough.
On vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just got the bidet back, really, and that was a game changer.
I don't know what it's like to get fucked in the ass.
But you can guess.
But I do.
But I could guess.
Just a lot of blood.
All right, well, let's just... We could have a 45-minute episode, bro. Yeah,
we can release the unreleased one as well.
Maybe later. I don't know. You might want to listen to it first. We might want to listen to it first.
Also, I don't know how to spell negotiations, but I'm going to learn.
All right. We love you all. Sorry about this. This is how life works.
Get your tickets. Get your Say Anything tickets.
Email us at weirdtimerecorded@gmail.com, but not just for Say Anything, for questions, life concerns, happenstances, anything that...
Free tickets. Mm-hmm. Get some, maybe you'll get a bottle of used Meletus hot sauce.
Feel free to tell us how you and your significant other talk about Jared and I behind our backs, like what
lift the veil back, yeah. Or even just send like a screenshot of a text thread of something.
And you know what? We'll, if we're crazy enough, we might just tell you exactly the truth too. I love the truth. Honestly,
let's lift the veil back.
Live life unveiled.
Ooh, live life unveiled. That's crazy.
That sounds like a. That sounds like an Iron Butterfly song. All right, we love you.
Goodbye.